fatigue. I'm on the day with no groceries day of the 2-week cycle, which means I'm off to buy veggies. And you'd think I'd be used to my long mandated mask, which makes it hard for me to understand what others are saying, and also sticks to my face as my breath gradually fogs up my glasses, already smeared from putting on and taking off this, my hand-sewn, slightly crooked mask, all the while trying to retain some semblance of put-togetherness, which went out the window some time ago and belongs in the land of long-forgotten things like hugs and real-life visits and shared smiles that can actually be seen dimple to dimple. But what's a person supposed to do except cry? Cry for my sweet friend battling brain cancer, and I can't go visit him, his systems shrouded in compromise, and COVID restricting visits even from his wife, depending on the hospital, the clinic, the treatment, the day, and the hour, from going inside with him and sitting beside him in his pain and his confusion, his veiled hope and pallid suffering. And my other friend, who just happens to live in the same city, who placed her mother into a nursing home for people with dementia the day before the nursing home shut to outside visitors, daughters included, even daughters of newly admitted mothers who will go on to catch COVID and die in that brand new shining facility, blanketed with so much hope just 2 months earlier. So even though I want to harangue and childishly rage, joining in the chorus of people on Facebook and Twitter who hate this politician and that party, smugly promoting one cover-up or another, the wearing of masks, hashtag mask up Minnesota, hashtag wear a damn mask, or the not wearing of masks, hashtag I will not comply, hashtag no mask selfie. I can't join in because it's not that I'm really angry or mad or feel rantish. It's that it just keeps going on and on and on and on into a future that predicts more and longer and still here tomorrow and into the fall and even the winter. And I'm tired. Tired of being heart sore. Tired of listening to my friend, a hospice nurse who can't hold her dying patient's hands and is trying to zoom into their lives as if she's real, as if she's there, when in reality she could be 1,000 miles away. A woman on a screen, and some days a screen is just not enough to wrap around our sorrow. And that's what screams out to me. The grief, the longing, the loss of what I used to know, the loss of who I used to be, and more than that, the disappearance of who we used to be, how we used to walk, so carefree, so bold and vibrant, through this our now curtained and weary world.